Mike, you've been here for a bit. Can you remember a regular season post game like yesterday?
No, I can't say that I do.
But why do you? I mean, so much of this team is—it's week to week. It's just week eight. Why was it such a big deal yesterday?
I would have to say just because of, you know, who it was, you know, big time opponent, you know, going into their home, you know, where they had won, you know, so many consecutive games, you know, it kind of carried a little bit more weight.
That you guys were lacking in confidence before this, but how much does a win like this mean in terms of propelling you for that difficult stretch that you've heard so much about?
I think it gets us very prepared, you know, especially going against, you know, one of the top tier teams like New England. You know, it was a true test, you know, for us as a team, you know, for us going out and showing what we can do.
Mike, you know that in the past couple of years, and it goes back even before you got there, this team has had trouble in the second half of the season. How much is that on your mind, and how do you go about avoiding falling back in the second half?
Try not to think about it. In the past, you know, we have, I guess, you know, over the last couple of years, we've shown that we've been known to collapse, you know, toward the end of the year. So for us, it's kind of a thing where we try to focus on, you know, each game at a time and don't try to look too far ahead.
Hey, Mike, I noticed you were successful yesterday with some man-to-man coverages against those New England receivers. Can you explain why man-to-man specifically is works well against that type of offense?
It works well because, you know, with some of the skill guys you have, that they have, and, you know, with the offense they run, that kind of goes the way of disrupting their timing, you know, their timing offense. So once you can, you know, play a man-to-man coverage, it allows you to, you know, be able to step up and get guys in the receiver space and get hands on them and kind of throw off their offensive timing a little bit.
Mike, I saw that the way that you guys were playing Gronkowski and Hernandez, you were on him, Deion Grant, Entrell Roll. What was the way you were trying to kind of shut them down? And
give them a different look. You know, don't do the same thing, you know, over and over. Try to keep throwing different looks at them. You know, try to confuse them a little bit.
Do you ever remember looking back, kind of, you know, the storyline in training camp, at least outside of the team, was this guy has gone down and this guy has left the team and yet this other guy has gone down. Do you remember ever kind of looking around and wondering, do we really have all the pieces here? Like, have you, you know, Brandon Jacobs has very frankly said that he's been pleasantly surprised by some people. Can you say that?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm surprised. Coming into training camp, you know, we were able to, you know, we didn't have the long off season that we normally have, but, you know, having a training camp and preseason, you know, kind of things were sped up a little bit. So it gave us as veteran guys, gave us a chance to see more of what younger guys can do and guys who didn't play as much. And so, you know, seeing these guys in training camp and preseason, I'm not really surprised at all that things are going.
You don't remember ever thinking we might need some more reinforcements? We might need a top-line tight end, or we might need another slot receiver, or we might need another veteran linebacker?
No, I didn't think like that at all. You know, I think that we had a pretty close-knit group. I mean, just as far as, you know, the way we all mesh well together, you know, as a team. And you know, we got some guys who who's flown under the radar, so to speak, and who's actually stepped up and did big for us.
How do you, like, you've got a guy like Jaquan Williams who's playing really well and then has a couple bad games and we don't see so much of him, and then he comes up with a big yesterday. What do you as a veteran do to make sure that this guy kind of doesn't go in the tank or he doesn't bury his head in the sand?
This keeps talking to him. You know, as any young guy can come in and things are going good and then they kind of slack off, you can kind of lose your confidence a little bit. You know, so for me, I kind of talk to my guys and tell them to keep pushing. You know, there's always a brighter light at the end of the tunnel. But regardless of what's going on, you got to keep playing.
Michael, when you think back to last year and just kind of watching Jake Ballard on the practice squad, did you ever think he could be the player that he has for you guys?
I saw that he had the potential to be good. You know, obviously he didn't get a chance last year to really show what he can do. But he's taking full advantage of, you know, the chance that he's gotten this year, you know, being able to step up and step into that starting role and be very productive.
Was there any kind of particular moment, you know, from last year and just seeing him on the practice squad where you were like, wow, I mean, that's not just like a practice player. Right? That guy has a real future for our team. Is there anything that jumps out at you when you think back, or not really?
Nothing really jumps out at me.
Michael, when you all met today, did you talk about San Francisco at all, or was it just yesterday's game?
Today was pretty much just talking about our game. You know, going over the. Now, obviously, you know, we want to look at the things that we did right, but at the same time, look at the things we did wrong.
And are you going to take home a CD on San Francisco? Will you think about San Francisco or not till Wednesday?
I'm already on it. You know, it's going to be a big game coming up this week. You know, obviously, you know, everybody sees that they're doing real well. So it's going out there, it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
You can get that? Like, is New England over, the celebration over, and it's like, okay, here we go again?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's in this league, you got to have a short memory, you know, when it comes to winning and losing. You know, obviously, you know, we did have a big win yesterday, but we got to put it behind us and look forward to this next game. Because as everybody knows, you know, we have a tough stretch coming ahead.